Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I tell you who's not having a good time. Them folks in Dallas. Them folks. And listen, I'm not even laughing at it. I'm sitting, Clint, at the house, 11:30 at night, packing for this trip. And we're leaving 10 o'clock the next morning, packing for the trip. And I just see come across the Dallas Mavericks have traded Luka Doncic to the L.A. Lakers for Anthony Davis. And I'm like, what? What? And it is the craziest thing to me, and how this thing has loaded, starting from there. This GM, Nico Harris, who looks like and sounds like his days are numbered if this thing doesn't work. Because, I mean, we know what Anthony Davis is, yes, capable of on the court, but we know he also finds his way off the floor as well. This dude has stepped out. I mean, came out there, basically called Luka fat and said that's why we don't want to pay him. He's overweight and all this stuff, which I understand some point to it. The part that's getting me is now that the deal is done is who's better? Which team is better? And like some people rolling with the – and listen, I may be off on this, Chris. I know you're in the NBA, and I know – I may be off on this thing is that right now Dallas has gotten substantially better. And I heard Charles Barkley say they may be the second-best team in the West. I heard Stephen A. said he thinks they're the best team in the West. And that, hey, the Lakers – LeBron might try to get out and go to Golden State. I'm like, hold on, let me get this straight. Like, in my mind, I know that I am stepping in and being honest with there is a homerism factor with LeBron on this with me. I'm accepting that. If they get a big, it does feel like to me, hey, LeBron and Luka finding a way to work, because Kyrie and Luka got to the finals last year. LeBron and Luka finding a way to work. I'm not getting the understanding of how people don't sense that will work. And we've seen him work with Kyrie, work with D-Wade. I feel like two smart basketball players that can do it all seem like they will find a way to figure out how to work.
I mean, I heard Tim Hardaway Sr. talking earlier about, him and LeBron being paired will never work because of they're both ball-dominant guys. And you just look at it and you go, yeah, but, I mean, LeBron's biggest criticism is he gets everybody else involved. I mean, LeBron's biggest criticism is he's passive and moves the ball and isn't aggressive enough. I mean, it's and to your point, I mean, Kyrie and Luka were in the finals last year. You got to
like
think
Kyrie's ball dominant. He was ball dominant, and Luke is till it worked.
Well, I tell you, when this first went down, you asked me a question. You said, "Hey, as a Rockets fan, would you rather see the Mavs or the Lakers right now?" And I'm going to tell you, it's hands down the Mavs.
Really? I think the Lakers get a big, but I'm with you.
I don't care who they get. Like you tell me, do you want LeBron? Do you feel like your squad has a chance to advance if LeBron and Luke are in the building, or do you feel like they got a better chance with AD and Kyrie in the building? For me, it's a 10 out of 10 times. I don't want no piece. Give me the Mavericks, 10 out of 10 times. Mm. It ain't even a thought.
Yeah. You. Would you pick, like, as they're constructed, and I do, I believe the trade deadline is on Thursday. I think both teams may make another move. I damn sure believe the Lakers will and add a center, because right now they got Jackson Hayes and Maxi Kleber, whatever. They need another piece. But would you pick the Rockets? And I know Brandon Scott is about to lose his mind, and I could see him trying to slide this headset in the slot. But would you pick the Rockets in a 7-game series over either one of those teams?
I'll tell you, I would pick them over the Mavericks before I'd pick them over the Spurs. That's what I'm ready
to
tell
you. Or the Lakers, yeah.
That's what I mean, the Lakers, yeah, not Spurs. I would pick them if it's one or the other. I'm not just randomly picking. I like my chances as a Rockets fan against the Mavs. I don't want to see LeBron and Luka.
Yeah, I'm with Chris. You would you pick the Rockets over those two teams in the 7-game series right now?
Right now, yes.
I would right now.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at what the Lakers have, it's just LeBron and Luka and nobody else. When you look at the Mavericks, I mean, yeah, it's Kyrie and AD, but I don't know. The Rockets they're complete. I mean, other than, you know, struggling to find out how they're going to close games or whatever. I trust them a little bit more, especially right now, the way that the Rockets are playing.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, damn, Austin Reeves just got to, Chris just said Austin Reeves ain't worth the damn in that thing. what they got. If they go and get Walker Kessler from Utah, I think people may want to chill out. I just, like, when you say that's all they have, and I get what you're saying, of LeBron and Luka. That's what they do for themselves and others is like a lot. Like, as you know, Chris, what they do for themselves and others is a ton.
No, that's true.
So many other ways, and there's no confusion at the end of the games. Like, either one of those guys are going to make the right play against, you know, a team like the Rockets. Listen, the Rockets are rolling. I wondered if these moves, because De'Aaron Fox, he makes a move, he goes to the Spurs. I wonder if these moves will push the Rockets to feel like they need to make a move. Do they need to do something? Because they're sitting in the 2 spot right now in the West. But, hell, I mean, what's Dallas? Charles just jumped Dallas from the 8th seed past the Rockets. Like, I mean, right there. And I do agree with you on that one, Clint. I think I would slow down, really, in just saying that the Rockets would lose to either one of those teams right off the bat right now. I would damn sure slow down. Like, all of a sudden, and I think this is what people in Dallas are losing their minds, what people are saying, all of a sudden I'm supposed to trust that Kyrie and Anthony Davis, that those two guys are trustworthy in the playoffs? Like, when they have won their championships, they've had somebody else there next to them that could make up for a lot of the stuff. Those two are ready to run and carry this thing. I think that's why, to me, it's like, yo, I gotta roll back and chill back on that. I'm not sure if that is the case. All right, as we continue live here again, shout out to Flight Flight of Yingling, Flight by Yingling. Listen, I had me a couple last night, or at least one. One of them last night. I know Reggie tried one the first time. Goes down smooth, fantastic taste. It is a good, only 2.6 carbs in there, 95 calories. It is a good treat. We appreciate them for helping us get here as well.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.